The Case of the Missing Servant by Tarquin Hall, read by Sam Dastor. Chapter 1. Vish Puri, founder and managing director of Most Private Investigators Limited, sat alone in a room in a guest house in Defence Colony, South Delhi, devouring a dozen green chilli pakoras from a greasy takeaway box. Puri was supposed to be keeping off the fried foods and Indian desserts he so loved. Dr. Mohan had intimated to him at his last check-up that he could no longer afford to indulge himself with the usual Punjabi staples. "Blood pressure is up, so chance of heart attack and diabetes is there. Don't do obesity," he'd advised. Puri considered the doctor's stern warning as he sank his teeth into another hot, crispy pakora, and his taste buds thrilled to the tang of salty batter, fiery chili, and the tangy red chutney in which he had drowned the illicit snack. He derived a perverse sense of satisfaction from defying Dr. Mohan's orders. Still, the 51-year-old detective shuddered to think what his wife would say if she found out he was eating between meals, especially outside food that had not been prepared by her own hands, or at least by one of the servants. Keeping this in mind, he was careful not to get any incriminating grease spots on his clothes, and once he had finished his snack and disposed of the takeaway box, he washed the chutney off his hands and checked beneath his manicured nails and between his teeth for any telltale residue. Finally, he popped some somph into his mouth to freshen his breath. All the while, Puri kept an eye on the house across the way and the street below. By Delhi standards, it was a quiet and exceptionally clean.